Blog Talk Radio.
The heart of inspiration takes residence in me. Purging iniquities to the image of glory. The heart.
Belongs to him in the fullness.
His blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know His mercy, humbling ourselves to His mountain. We pray His holy kingdom reign. Oh, to the glory of God. Yeah. In all that we do, no matter where we are, all the glory be of God.
All the diamonds and all the gold, for as far as the eye can see, He owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
His love.
For another partnership worship service. It is so good to be here again one more Sunday. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says in Psalms 117, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." Amen. This is the time for praise and worship. Let's give the Lord God a praise and worship. Amen.
let's all hold hands, 'cause he is worthy to be praised.
Let's burn.
God and Father of all, who is above measures of Christ's gifts. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended. What does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. I like to acknowledge our guest ministers who partnering with us by allowing them to state their appointed names and ministry. Amen. Dr. Verlene Turner, God bless you. How are you today? Okay. Reverend Debo, God bless you. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. God bless you guys. It is awesome to be on the line tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Area code 757, God bless you. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Prophet. Glad to be on the line.
Amen. Praise God. I would like for Reverend Debo to lead us in an intercessory prayer. And what is the Spirit leading you to intercede for today? Amen.
Amen. Father God, we come before you even right now, oh God, asking that you bless this line even right now, oh God. We know that there are many listeners, callers that are coming in and not saying anything, oh God, but they're desperate for a word from you tonight, oh God. They seek to hear your voice, oh God. They need to be encouraged, oh God. They need to be lifted up, oh God. They need to be healed. They need to be delivered. They need to hear from you, oh God. Some of them are saying, if I don't hear from you, what will I do? So, Father God, we're praying tonight. We're pleading the blood over this line, oh God, that you would have your way on this line, oh God, that the word would be blessed, that the airways would be clear, oh God, that someone would hear something and say, what must I do to be saved? Tonight we're lifting up, pray ye one for another, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that there would be no disturbance on the line. Anything the enemy has set forth, oh God, to disturb this line tonight, let it return back to him null and void. So right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast on tonight, that it would be clear and your people would hear just what they need to hear while they're in the situation they're in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Verlene Turner, God bless you. How are you tonight? Okay. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now we are extending you the opportunity to send in your love offerings or love gifts. Send it. You can send it to House of Manessa Christian Ministry in care of Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. If you want to send an offering to our speaker, she will now give you her contact information. And amen. Reverend Debo?
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
You are our speaker for the night?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would like to give your contact information?
Yes, you guys can either write me at House of Manessa, in care of House of Manessa, where Pastor Apostle R.B. Wiggins is the pastor, or you can email me at minwash@yahoo.com. minwash@yahoo.com.
Amen. Praise God. And now we'll have a selection. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'd like to give a prayer of thanksgiving. Father God, I thank you. I come right now in the mighty name of Jesus just to say thank you one more time, Lord God. I thank you for my rising this morning and my laying down last night. I thank you for this beautiful cold day that you have given us. I thank you for the sunshine. I thank you, Lord God, for the cold air and the birds that sing. I thank you for waking me up this morning in my right mind and starting me on my way. I thank you for all that you have done for me and all that you are going to do for me in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for my sisters. I thank you for my nieces and nephews. I thank you for my grandchildren. I thank you for my neighbors. I thank you for my enemies, Lord God. I just want to thank you for everything, Lord God. I thank you for the trees that grow outside, and I thank you for the snow that you gave us last night. It was just so beautiful when I woke up this morning and saw it, Lord God. I just want to thank you for it. I thank you for the everything that you have done in my life. I thank you for health. I thank you for strength. I thank you for wisdom and prosperity. I just want to give you all the glory, Lord God. I want to thank you for everything. Now, Lord God, I ask that you bless those who are sick on their bed of affliction, those who are in the hospitals and nursing homes all over the world, Lord God. I thank you for the president and ask that you bless him and his family, Lord God. I ask that you bless all the children of the world, Lord God. Touch their hearts and comfort them and protect them from all harm and dangers, especially all the gun violence in this wicked world, Lord God. I know that one day you said that you will come again. And, Lord God, I just want to be ready and prepared for that. I thank you for all the ministers on the roster. I thank you for Reverend Debo, for Dr. V, Apostle Jackson. I thank you for Apostle, for Sister Barbara. I thank you for Pastor Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministry. I thank you for all that you have done for this ministry, and I ask that you bless it and protect it from all evil forces, Lord God. We just here to love each other and pray for one another and really truly bless this ministry. And I thank you for it, Lord God, that I have a place that after I'm finished with one church that I can come on the line and listen. I just want to thank you for everything, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Reverend Debo, do you have a prayer of thanksgiving, intercession, or whatever God puts on your heart?
Father God, I just want to say thank you for yet another opportunity, oh God, to be in your presence, oh God, how you woke me up this morning, clothed in my right mind, divine healings in my body, oh God, woke up with a mind steadfast on thee. Thank you, oh God, for who you are in my life, oh God, how you continue to cover me and my husband from danger seen and unforeseen, how you are so forgiving of all of your people, oh God, how you are long-suffering, oh God. Father God, we just want to say thank you today for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you continue to do for your people. We say thank you, oh God. Father God, my lips, oh God, will forever sing your praises. I will forever worship you. I will forever lift you up, oh God. I will forever honor and adore you, oh God, just for being who you are in all of your glory. Oh, dear God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Father God, we say thank you tonight. Thank you for waking us up, getting us started on our way. Some people didn't wake up this morning, but thank you, God, and thank you for counting us in the number. Oh, God, thank you for your mercifulness, oh, God, for being so forgiving and understanding, oh, God, that you don't punish us in the manner in which we deserve, oh God. Thank you for that. Thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. Thank you for your son that paid that hefty price for our sins. Father God, we love you, we honor and adore you, and we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12:3-11 in the King James Version, "Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. And now we'll have a selection, and after the selection, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our very own Minister Debo. Amen.
Amen.
So the Word became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. You might be in despair, but the Word says, anything you ask in Jesus' name will be given unto you. Thank you. Virgin into this life.
Amen. Manifest. I would like to acknowledge our very own Apostle Jackson. God bless you. How are you today?
I'm fine. God bless you. Pastor, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless.
Do you have a prayer of thanksgiving or intercession or whatever God puts on your heart?
I think I do a prayer of thanksgiving on tonight.
All right.
Father God, amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, oh God, for how you have woke me up this morning, oh God, and how you brought me across the highways and byways, God, safely, God, from Pennsylvania and back to my place, back to New York, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for when I got home, all was well, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the blessings that you have bestowed upon my life, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for my family. I thank you, oh God, for my ministry, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for those people that you have placed in my life and this season. I thank you, Father, for being in my right mind and having all the activities of my limbs, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for my health and strength on today, God. I thank you for praying one for another, oh God. I thank you for the visionary, and I thank you for all of those, oh God, that are on the line, the ministers and the partners, oh God. I thank you for their life, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for what we are imparting in each other as well as to the audience, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for increase and overflow, oh God. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Amen. Glory to God, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. And now the next voice you will hear is Reverend Debo. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
God bless you, God. Am I coming across clear?
Yes.
Okay, because it was a little staticky a few minutes ago. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, it was. Amen.
Father God, coming before you right now, oh God. Father God, I ask that you move the way, oh God, that the people would hear just what they need to hear from your word on tonight, oh God. Father God, that just as I search the scriptures to bring forth something that is going to encourage some that's going to be healed through your word, oh God, delivered from some things, oh God, I just ask that you go before me right now, touch the hearts of your people, oh God. Let it be clear enough, oh God, that they would gain understanding and then gain revelation knowledge, oh God, as to what you are saying to them in this hour. We just ask that you bless this word right now, oh God.
Yes,
Father,
yes.
God, that I would speak clearly and speak the things that you've given me. Add nothing and take nothing from it, oh God. We just ask that you bless right now in the mighty name of your son Jesus,
mighty
I pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
The first scripture is Deuteronomy 31 and 6. This is the first one. Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Deuteronomy 31 and 6 reads, be strong and of courage. Let me hold on. Someone's still flipping the page. And it's okay. I want you guys to get there with me.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Again, we're at Deuteronomy 31 and 6. It says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For
yes.
The Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. The next scripture is Matthew 10, 16 through 19. Matthew 10, 16 through 19. Matthew is one of the Gospels, so we're coming from Matthew 10. 16 through 19.
Amen.
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 Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And then we're going to go over to Matthew 13. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. I only read the first part. Let me read it.
Amen.
It's actually 10. Matthew 10, 16 through 19.
Right.
I'm missing Tonto. He's not here to read my scripture.
Amen.
Amen. He's at work, and I'm looking around. Hold, Jesus, I got you. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But be aware of men, for they will deliver you up to council and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about or worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to Matthew 13. Okay. Go over to Matthew 13, 10 through 17. Amen. Okay, Matthew 13. 10 through 17.
Amen.
And the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has to him more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and see you shall see and not perceive. For
for the hearts of his people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have been closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For surely I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. We're going to go to Matthew 16:13-16. Chapter 16:13-16. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Amen.
Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Amen. Now we're going to go to the book of Acts, the 9th chapter, verse 1. The book of Acts, 9th chapter, verse 1. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest. And then we're going to drop down to verses 10 through 18, and that will be the last of the scriptures. So it's Acts 9, 10 through 18 now. Amen?
Amen.
Now, amen.
Amen.
Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." So the Lord said to him, "Arise and go to the street called and inquire at the house of Judas for the one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. And in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight." Then Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." Amen.
Amen.
One more. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, he has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. Amen. May the
Amen.
Lord have blessing to the reading and hearing of his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. My title tonight is "If Only You Knew."
Amen.
Yes. If only you knew. Ananias is not the first, and he won't be the last to be reluctant or afraid to do what God has asked him to do. God said, "Ananias, I need you to get up and go tend to Saul, lay hands on him that he may receive sight."
We know that Ananias recognized God's voice, because when God said, Ananias, he said, here I am, Lord. He was all excited. Do you see how it is there in your Bible? Here I am, Lord. He was so excited.
Amen.
So God, he says, I need you to get up, go to the house of Judas for the one called Saul's heart, and behold, he's praying. I need you to go lay hands on him and give him back his sight. Ananias responded to God in fear. That, Lord, I heard who this man is. I've heard what he's done to your saints in Jerusalem. And now he's got the authority of the chief priest to do whatever he wishes, to bind him up and hold him for a death sentence. And you telling me to go to him? I bless God. I am so grateful to God. He's patient with us. When he tells us to do something and we don't do it right away, I'm so glad he's patient and that he's merciful enough to say, you know what, I'm going to give you another chance to do this.
Amen.
They're going, Lord, do you realize who it is you telling me to go visit? You know, that scripture, Matthew 10:16-19 says, behold, I send you out as sheep amongst the wolves. I want you to be harmless as a dove, but wise as a serpent. So in that, you got to understand, you got to be wise. It does not matter where God sends you. It's God that's sending you. We know that Ananias knew it was God because he said, here I am, Lord. So he recognized that was the voice of his Lord. Clearly, Ananias was hearing, but he did not hear. As I have come to you, this is what God is telling him. As I have come to you, I went to Saul also in a vision. I told him you would be coming to give him back his sight. Ananias, you're not hearing me. He's blind. He can do you no harm. He's no threat to you right now. The man is blind. Okay? Do you hear me? I need you to go give him back his sight. I can imagine Ananias saying, but Lord, he killed your people, and ain't no telling what he might try to do to me. I don't know. And God looking at Ananias and saying, I know that you hear me because you're responding to me, but you're responding as if you really don't hear me. Ananias sat there, God sat there, and I'm getting what I'm getting out of the word of God. Ananias, do you know that if I'm with you, you can be of good courage. You have nothing to fear because I'm with you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Why would God send us into harm's way? Not the God that we serve. If he's sending us, he already knows where he's sending us, and he's going with us. His word says, be of good courage. Do not be afraid. I'm with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And certainly I'm not going to leave you when I sent you someplace. But Ananias didn't understand. He wasn't hearing. Because why? Fear had overtaken Ananias. And all he could think about was who Saul was and what Saul was capable of doing. I look at the analogy, and it's as if your parent or your mom or dad says, you know what, Kathy, I'm going to use my own name. Kathy, I need you to go down there and give this to Billy's mom for me. I'm going to hold the door open. I'm going to watch you so I can see you all the way to their house, and I can see you giving this to Billy's mom. And I look back and go, Mom, you know who Billy is, right? Who's Billy? Just give it to his mother for me. And I'm saying, but Billy is the block bully, Mom. Billy liable to beat me up when I go down there. And my mother or my father standing there going, really? Do you not see me standing here saying that I'm with you? I'm watching you? Yeah,
amen.
But Billy's capable of doing. Okay, Billy liable to hurt me, Mom. And my mother or my father looking at me going, Kathy, Billy is just a kid like you. How in the world can Billy outdo what I can do to him? So now we're getting back to Ananias. Jesus, God is looking at Ananias going, really, Ananias? Saul is a man like you, a man like you that I've created. And you're telling me that you're thinking about what he can do as opposed to what I can do. Now, Ananias, he probably sent me in and, you know, gave him a couple of minutes because he was really thinking about what Saul could do to him. And I just imagine God saying, I don't think you hear me. I am with you. I've already knocked him down. I blinded him so you could approach him. Oh, my goodness. God says, I've already gone ahead of you and paved the way. All you got to do is go do this for me. It's already set. Ain't nothing you got to do but lay hands, give him back his sight. I blinded him so that he would see. Why? Because he doesn't know who it is he's messing with. And so finally you can just imagine God saying, Ananias, I know who they say that Saul is, but who do you say that I am? And Ananias going, thou art the Christ. Because the next sentence says, and then he went. God said to him, Ananias, Saul is going to be one of mine. I'm going to use him to do a great work. And then I'm going to let him see he's going to suffer for my name's sake. Oh, he ain't getting away with it. He's going to suffer for the price of what he did for my people. And so Ananias got up. He said, yeah, you the Christ. And so he got up and he left. And he went to see Saul on behalf of what God sent him to do. There's many a day that God has asked us. Excuse me. Let me rephrase that. God told us what to do. He didn't ask him. He told him what to do. He said,
Amen.
Go home. So that means he told Ananias what to do. There's many a times when God is telling us what to do. We know it's God. We hear his voice. But like Ananias, we're fearful of where he's sending us. We're not considering what his word says. His word says that if you are disciples of mine, and that's back in Matthew 13, 10, and 17, he says there's going to be times when my sheep, those that are following me, I'm going to send you out there amongst the world. Okay? I know that I'm sending you out there amongst them. But
Amen.
Take heed and take comfort in knowing that I am with you. I'm not a man, I'm God. Ananias, am I not the creator of heaven and earth? Am I not your redeemer who paid that debt for you that you couldn't afford to pay with my only begotten son's life? Am I not El Shaddai, God Almighty? Am I not the God who makes all things possible? Ananias, have you forgotten who I am?
Amen.
Ananias, not the God that gives sight to the blind, make the lame walk, the dumb talk. Ananias, have you forgotten who I am, the one you call Lord? Am I not the reason you have life, health, and strength in your being? Am I not El Elyon, Most High God? Ananias, have you forgotten who I am? Ananias, am I not the one who knew you from the foundation of the earth? Am I not the one who knows the plans that I have for your life to prosper you and not to harm you? Am I not the one from whom all blessings flow? Am I not omniscient, all-knowing? I know who Saul is. I know this. I know where I'm sending you, Ananias, but you don't hear me. He says, Ananias, am I not the God who said no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Am I not the God who said I'll make your enemies your footstool? You're about to go approach your footstool because I blinded him. And then, am I not the one that set him straight? Ananias, think it not strange that he's at Judas's house on Straight Street. We got to understand that we serve words mean something with God. He got Saul sitting over there in a house on Straight Street. I done set him straight.
Amen.
Now all you do is go lay hands. No need to be afraid at all. Why do you fear? Where's your faith? I did not give you a spirit of fear. I gave you power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
Who it is that's sending you? If only you knew
who it was that was sending you. You call me Lord, but do you know who I am? Ananias, do you know? You are my son. These things no longer are a mystery to you. They shouldn't be. To my people, I've revealed my word. I'm no longer speaking in parables. Ananias, don't be like them. Don't be hearing and not hear, seeing and not see. You belong to me. Remember who I am. If only you knew the one that was sending you, you would not be afraid, Ananias. You would not be afraid. And he said, Ananias, if I am with you, greater is he that is with you than he or them that are against you. If I be for you, I'm greater than this whole world against you. This is my world, Ananias.
Amen.
I created Paul like I created you.
Amen.
And finally, Ananias, he gets up and he goes. And can you imagine God is sitting there going, can you hear me now, Ananias? Can you hear me now? Do you understand? Do you understand? God isn't going to bring no harm to you at all. I know where I'm sending you. Just go. God's going to be one of mine, and he's going to suffer for my name's sake. God has a way of revealing who he is to everyone. Does not matter if you're a Christian yet or not. God will reveal himself to you. He says, I'm heaven and the earth. He says, I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the author and finisher of your faith. I'm the one that tells the sun to rise in the morning and the moon to come out at night. I'm
Amen.
The one that has planes flying in the air. I'm the reason you wake up in the morning. I'm the reason you're able to go to bed at night. Ananias, I need you to hear me. Do you know who I am?
Amen.
Only you knew who it was that was asking you to do this. And God is saying, if you knew who I was, Ananias, you would not be afraid. If I am your Lord, your God, it would help you greatly if you would know, if you only knew who I really am. God is telling us today, I'm asking some of my people to do stuff, but they're reluctant. They're afraid of where I'm sending them. They've forgotten that my word says, I send you out as sheep amongst the wolves. So God is already letting us know, I know what's out there.
Amen.
But it's up for my sheep. Wolves or not, you need not be afraid. That's why he says, go harmless as a dove. Understand that the Spirit of God comes across as a dove. Watch out now, so the Spirit of God is with you. He says, go harmless as a dove, but wise as a serpent.
Amen.
So that means the wisdom, the wise part comes in knowing who your Father is. Standing at the door watching. He's saying, I'm watching you go down there. Billy can't touch you, Kathy. Who cares if he's a bully? I'm watching to make sure no harm comes to you.
Amen.
God is His people today. I've asked you to do something and you're reluctant. I told you what to do. I told you that's not the man you should marry. I told you that's not the job for you to take. I told you you could be healed if only you repent. I told you you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Stop lying. I told you what to do.
Amen.
But you don't know me. You don't know who I am. If only you knew.
Amen.
I told you to do what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
If you knew, Bob, then perhaps you would do it. Let my Father, let my Son, let my Spirit reveal to you who I am.
Amen.
Obviously, you only know a bit of you only know bits and pieces about who I am. You call me Jehovah Jireh, you don't realize I'm your provider. You call me Jehovah Nisi, you don't realize I'm the banner that goes ahead of you and figures the way. You call me Jehovah Rapha, a healer, but you don't know me. You say things as if they're mere words, but they tell you who I am. If only you knew. You
wouldn't
hesitate to do what I'm telling you to do.
Amen.
No.
It does not matter where I send you. It does not matter who I send you to. Glory to God. I'm with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Because I love you. But you don't know that. Because you don't know who I am.
My God.
Amen.
But God, who should I say is what? What should we tell him your name? He said, tell him that I am.
I am with you.
Hallelujah.
Don't be troubled by Saul. Don't you be troubled by your circumstance. Don't you be troubled by situations.
Amen.
Be like Jesus and look at the world and go, I need to be about my Father's business.
Hallelujah.
We got to get back to our Father's business.
Because
if only you. Some people have stopped doing ministry.
Amen.
Because of their situation, their circumstances, they're lacking finances, they're lacking a home, they're lacking a spouse, they're lacking something, and God said that if you seek ye first the kingdom,
amen,
all things shall be added unto you.
Mm-hmm.
You have not, because you ask not, and when you ask
yes,
for it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank
for you.
Yes.
If only you knew.
Glory to God.
Who it was that was. God is saying, children of God, it is time. Don't second guess. If you know you heard my voice,
yes,
then do what I'm telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need Billy, Sally, Kathy, Barbara, Cal, you don't need this to confirm. I will confirm my own voice.
Hallelujah.
I will bear witness to who I am. Because
yes.
What? My spirit dwells on the inside of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You need a prophet to bring you a word. You don't need an evangelist when you've heard my voice for yourself.
Yes.
You said, why should
you
know my voice?
Glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
You know my voice when I speak.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
He said, when I ask you to do something, when I tell you to do something, and you don't do it, you walk in a spirit of disobedience.
Hallelujah.
If only you knew who it was that told you to do what I just told you to do.
Amen.
If only I am.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have a heart if only you knew me.
That's right.
You knew me. All of these names tell us who God is.
Yes.
They tell us about his character.
Mm-hmm.
We serve a mighty God.
Yes.
A mighty God. Awesome. He says, I'm the one who gave you this amazing grace that you speak of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I told you to go in and claim that job, but you don't want to go. Well, Lord, Lord, if it be your will, let somebody else say it so I can hear. But God said, I am the Lord your God.
Yes.
You call me Lord. You call me Master. You
mm-hmm.
call me Our Father. You call me El Shaddai. You said that I'm the great I am. Don't you know who I am?
Hallelujah.
The actions say you don't know me.
Mm.
Or your lack of action. Don't be reluctant anymore. When you hear the voice of God, get up and do what God says to you. He's with you. He says, be of good courage. Do not be afraid. I'm with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Amen.
I understand you're my sheep, and I'm sending you out there as wolves.
Don't be afraid.
And don't worry about the words to say. I'm going to put the word in your mouth at the
Thank
right time.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You don't even have to speak. All you got to do is be a willing vessel.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And here's the good part. You don't even have to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to use your hands to do it.
Yes. Glory to God.
God says you should count it an honor and a privilege that I chose to use you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You don't know me. If you only knew what I was telling you to do. It looks like I told you to go over here and bless Sister Barbara and give her $50 when I really said go over there, give her $50. I want to bless you.
Amen.
She said, but only, if only you knew.
Only you knew.
I'm telling you to do this.
Hallelujah.
A lot of times we look at Sister Barbara, and if there's a Sister Barbara in the line, please excuse me. I'm just pulling out a name. And a lot of times we look at Sister Barbara and we say, she got a Coach bag. She wearing loose. Oh, no, baby. Mm-mm, she don't need no 50. The devil is a liar. Trying to get me to get my last 50. I don't think so. God is saying, if only you knew who told you to do that.
Amen.
Not only, just like Peter said, what? You got to wash my feet? Wash my whole body? Let me wash your whole body then.
Amen.
If only you knew my purpose for telling you to do what I told you to do.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Run over to Sister Brenda Barber. Who you would say, you know what? The Lord told me to give you $50. I ain't going to question it. Here you go. God bless you and go on about your business.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Standing inside to take credit because you not do anything. You didn't want to do it. God told you to.
Hallelujah.
Don't stand there and take the credit. Just say, here, God told me to do this. God bless you. Love you. Bye. And go on about your business. And before you get home, I promise you, there'll be 150 waiting on you.
Amen. Glory to God.
Saying, you're lacking, huh? My people are lacking, and they're perishing because of a lack of knowledge. You don't know who I am. Ananias was fearful because he did not know who it was that was telling him to go.
Jesus.
You know what? The word of God doesn't say that God told Ananias, get up and go, and he went. No, no. It says Ananias came back and told God, who is omniscient, all-knowing. He said, I heard about this man, Saul. Lord, I don't think you know that brother capable of killing me. If God wanted to, he could have looked and said, yes, yeah, so am I.
Oh, my. Amen.
You saw it, everybody else.
Remember,
you woke up this morning because of me, not because of Saul.
Not because of Saul.
Fearing the wrong man.
Amen.
Fear belongs on God and God only.
Yes.
That's fear. We don't fear where he's sending us. If he told us to go, go.
Go.
That's right. Amen.
I learned a long time ago, you know what? Ooh, I could save myself a lot of heartache if I know I heard the voice of God. I just do it.
Amen.
You know, because ain't no sense in me going in there paying my tithes and offering, loving on the brothers and sisters when God says obedience is better than sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
I don't want your sacrifice. I want your obedience to my word. And after you obey me, then bring your sacrifice. Now it's acceptable.
Come on.
God said, but you don't know me. If you knew me, you'd do what I told you to do.
Amen.
Right now it behooves me. It has me baffled why God's people or anybody would hold back on their tithes and offerings.
Hallelujah.
God gives you $10. If you put in $10, he gives you $100. You put in $100, he gives you $1,000. You put in $1,000, he gives you $10,000.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory
but
to God.
But you say, God, I got to pay my rent. I got to pay my tithes. I can't pay my tithes now because my kids need sneakers. We need food on the table. But I am Jehovah Jireh.
Amen.
I your provider. If you knew this, you would do what I told you to do. If you knew this, if you knew who I was, nothing would stop you from doing what I'm telling you to do.
Amen.
God is saying, I used to speak in parables. I had my sons speak to them in parables. Why? Parables was just stories. It was short stories that got the people to remember what it was Jesus was telling them. He was telling them the truth.
Amen.
And so for them to grasp it or remember it, he had to tell a little story. It's easier for us to remember the story, than for him to just come up, because we couldn't even comprehend it anyway. So he broke it down in little parables. And then he said, but to them that don't know me, they go hear and not hear, see and not see.
Amen.
Okay? The mysteries of these parables are only rewarded to them that know me. He was trying to get Paul to see, so he took away his sight. I don't understand that. Why would he take away his sight to get him to see? Paul had sight, but he couldn't see. Ain't that what the Word of God says in Matthew 10:16? He said they hearing and they don't hear. They seeing and don't see. Paul couldn't see who he was messing with.
Amen.
God said, you mess with my children, you mess with me.
Amen. Amen.
Paul, if you know who you was messing with when you take out my children the way you so freely have. Now I got to make you suffer for the rest of your day doing a work for me. Yeah, glorifying me. I ain't mad at you.
That's
right. You're going to suffer. You're going to pay a price.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. If only Paul knew who the one he was persecuting, who he was really going up against, he wouldn't have went up against him.
No.
Because on the flip side, when he did come to know Christ, he was sold out. When he came to the knowledge of who Christ really was, Paul was sold out a little late, but he was still sold out. But God still had to make him suffer for his name's sake.
Amen.
He wanted the world to know, you don't get to treat my people any kind of way. You don't understand. You touch my children, you're touching me.
Amen.
God is saying to the sinner, if only you knew. He's saying to the saved, if only you knew. Tonight that word should ought to penetrate in your spirit. If only I knew God really is. Why would I be worried about how my bill's going to get paid? Why would I be worrying about this sickness? He's a healer. Why would I be worrying what they're saying about me on my job? Why would I be worrying what he's telling me to do? Just do it. Why? If I knew.
Amen.
Some of you got to go back and you got to search for the past week and try to remember, did God tell me to do something that I didn't do? Did he drop it in my spirit and I just pushed it aside and kept on going?
Amen.
Today is God is saying no excuses. I give you all of my names so you know who I am. I give you my word so you know who I am. And we know faith cometh by hearing the word of God. So I'm giving you my word on the radio. I'm giving you my word on the TV. I'm giving you my word on internet. I'm giving you my word so you'll know who I am.
Amen, amen.
Okay, I know who you say Saul is, but who do you say I am? And then when you figure out who I am, then go out there and do what I told you to do.
Do it.
Amen. Just do it. In the mighty name of Jesus.
As soon as you get the revelation as to who I am, go what I told you to do. God bless you guys. That's it.
God bless you.
God bless you. Awesome message. Praise the Lord. Shout out for
that.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Awesome
praise
word.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That calls for a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Now, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 16 and 17, all must give as they are able, according to the blessings given to them by the Lord your God. Now is the time when we would like to extend you the opportunity to truly be blessed, that is, through your giving. For the Bible says in Psalms 96, 7 and 8, O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give,
yes,
Lord, the glory he deserves. Bring your offerings and come into his courts. Now we will ask Dr. V to give us an prayer of offertoria.
Amen. Glory to God. Father, we just come now thanking you and praising you for being so good, so merciful, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the set woman of the hour that brought your word today, oh God, straight from your heart, Lord God. And, oh God, she reminded us, oh God, that we should know you well enough to know that if you called us to do something, you've also equipped us to do something, oh God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for that now word today. Now, Father, as your word said, that a servant is worthy of double honor. And so, Father God, to the best of our ability within our financial means, Lord God, give us a heart, a willing heart, a joyful heart, to want to just signature that we receive this word in our heart, and also that we would bless the woman of God for allowing you to just flow through her, oh God, to speak to our hearts today, oh God. So as we get our checkbooks, Lord God, as we prepare to give, Lord God, we give unto the woman of God, not to pay her because you can only pay her, Lord God, but to bless her, Lord God, so that she might be encouraged to continue in the vineyard, Lord God, that you called her to continue to impart the word, oh God, as you've given us. We're so mindful, Lord God, that you are the one that gives us what we have to give. And so we first thank you, and then we thank you for the opportunity to give. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. If you would like to send a love offering or gift to Reverend Debo, you can send it to House of Manessa Christian Ministries and care of Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. That's Reverend Debo, House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and care of Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468. We were truly blessed by that sermon by Reverend Debo. The Bible says in Matthew 6 and 6 in the King James Version, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And now we will give you the opportunity for the woman of God to pray for our guests online and those who desire to call in for prayer. Our number is 626-213-5681. Amen. Okay. I, Evangelist Hilda, would like for Reverend Debo to pray an intercessory prayer on behalf of ex-daughter-in-law, Kiwana Morse. She will be going in the hospital on Wednesday to have surgery on her back. So I would like for you to pray a prayer of healing on her behalf. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, your word says where two or three come together and agree on the things of God, there you would be in the midst, and it shall be. Father God, we're touching and agreeing right now as she's standing in proxy for her ex-daughter-in-law, oh God, that she's going in for surgery. We know you to be Jehovah Rapha, our healer, oh God. Father God, you said if we can receive it, if we believe it, we can receive it. You said that by his stripes we are healed, oh God. And so today we're claiming divine healing within her back and in her spirit, oh God, because sometimes the back can be healed or that certain part of the body can be healed, but the mind still thinks that it's healing, oh God. So we're praying for healing within her mind, healing within her spirit, that when you do bring about the physical healing, that the mind, body, and spirit will line up and know that I am healed and walk in that healing, oh God. So today we're lifting her up before you. We're pleading the blood of Jesus. As your word says, by his stripes we are healed. Doesn't say we're going to be healed. It says we are healed. And Father God, we're asking that you touch the surgeon, touch all of the people that would be in that operating room, oh God, from the time she goes in to the time she comes out, oh God. Bless her going in and bless her coming out, oh God. We speak healing into her body. We speak knowledge into the surgeon, oh God, that his hands would become your hands, oh God. There would be nothing but loving kindness in the atmosphere. There would be peace in the atmosphere, oh God, that she would go in a calm manner, knowing that she can trust you for all things, oh God. No matter what it looks like, you can be trusted, oh God. You are faithful, oh God, to finish that which you've begun. And Father God, you brought her in this world, and I know that you have a purpose for all of our lives, even for that young lady. We may not know the purpose, but she does have a purpose, oh God. And so we're believing today. We're believing today, oh God, healing in the precious body of this young lady, oh God. We're believing that even right now she's receiving healing in her spirit, peace in her mind and in her spirit, oh God, so that she can understand, I don't go in alone. Your word says you would never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. And we don't need to be fearful. We can be of good courage, understanding because you said, I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. One of your names is Emmanuel, God with us. And if God is with us, he's more than the whole world against us, even sickness and disease. And so right now we're claiming her healing. In the mighty name of your son Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dr. V, do you have a prayer that you would like to offer?
If Reverend Devo could pray in about 30 minutes, I'm going to be doing my broadcast, Dr. Be With Love, and our topic of our subject tonight is educate or incarcerate, and we're going to be talking about the plight of the young black male here in America, where jobs are disappearing fundamentally in the urban centers for the past four decades, that the prison population of black males is higher than it's ever been in the whole in our history that's there, and also that the murder rate, the death, and the miseducation of the black male is at a severe rate. And it's too silent in our country right now for us to be comfortable with that. And it also is greatly impacting the future of the African-American family.
Yes.
It's there. And so we're going to be lifting up that topic. And I just want, prayer that, God will be in it and that we can get a clear message out that we cannot be silent about what's happening to our young black African-American males and females, be back. But we know that if you could get the male out of place, then the rest of the family, can be displaced. So,
amen.
Father God, we come to you tonight on behalf of the woman of God, oh God. Father God, you know the mission that you put her on. You know the word you've given her, oh God, that is going to be flowing from her beings on tonight, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, to move mightily tonight, oh God, on that radio station. We know that it is your desire that
Thank
the man
you.
Is ahead and not the tail, oh God.
Oh, yeah.
So,
hallelujah.
To hear something that's going to encourage her. Hear something that's going to draw them nigh to thee, oh God. Hear something that's going to make them say, okay, what must I do to be saved? Father God, we know that it's going to be a right now word. And Father God, we go in with expectancy, expecting you to
move, oh God, expecting you to speak, expecting you to touch, oh
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes,
Lord. And women that are going to be listening, oh God. Father God, we're looking for you to clear the airways, oh God. Anything
please,
that the enemy set up to trickery to go against this broadcast today, oh God, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over that line right now, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
The
hallelujah.
Oh God. That Father God, and all that getting, your people will gain understanding tonight. Father God, we know that you are going to bless every listener, every participant tonight. The prayers that are going to go forth, it's going to be blessed, oh God. Father God, we can come boldly before the throne tonight on behalf of the woman of God, Dr. V. Father God, we understand that she is a servant of the Most High God. She's
hallelujah.
Faithful, oh God. She's committed
to
the
God.
Work, oh God. She's trustworthy with
Jesus.
The things
thank
you've entrusted
you,
into her care. She's an
yes.
anointed vessel, oh God, carrying
yes,
your
Lord.
Anointed. And so tonight, oh God, we're believing that you are going to move mightily,
yes,
mightily.
Hallelujah.
The airwaves are going to be lit up
hallelujah.
Tonight, oh God, with the message that she's bringing forth to the men, oh God. Not just men, but God-fearing men. Father God,
yes,
we know that the word says, I have some sheep that have not come in yet. So there's God-fearing men that haven't even come in, and they're going to hear the word of God tonight and be drawn nigh to thee, oh God. Father God, touch right now. Give her the words to speak. For the Holy Ghost, we're believing that you're going to bring everything back to her remembrance, and it's going to flow sweetly from within the spirit that dwells within her. Father God, we ask all of these blessings for the woman of God and her ministry and what's going to take place on tonight. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Apostle Jackson, do you have a prayer
yes,
request?
Ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, if she could just pray on behalf of my other mother. She had a stroke on Friday.
Oh, God.
Her name is Nancy. She's doing okay. But
thank
just
you,
pray. Amen. For her healing.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we hear these stories, and thank God, you know, we're still human. We're in the world, not of the world, but we're human, and it upsets us to see the afflictions going on our loved ones and,
mm-hmm.
and sickness and disease catching us unaware, not catching God unaware,
yeah.
but catching us unaware. And things do happen because why? Since the beginning of time, sin was entered into the world. So even right mm-hmm. now, we know that the enemy's busy. He wants to bring sickness and disease. He wants God's people to feel like we are so lost in this world. We don't have any help. The devil is a liar. God is a healer.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
He is the great I am. He's El Shaddai. He knows all things. He's omnipotent. He's omnipotent. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. As the woman of God stands in proxy for her other mother, oh, God, Father God, bless your holy name. We
bless
know how precious.
Thank you, Lord.
Your sight, oh God. Even in the Ten Commandments, it says, honor your mother
yes.
and father. She considers this to be her other mother, and she's honoring her tonight by
Jesus,
speaking
thank
Lord,
you,
Jesus.
God. And so with that, we say, Father God, bring forth the healing right
yes.
now, oh God. We know you to be a right now, God. You said by your side.
Hallelujah.
We are healed tonight, oh God.
You,
we're standing like Hezekiah. We're standing like David. We're standing like the righteous that we are, oh God. And we're saying, Father God, your word says no good thing would you hold from us. And so tonight, her good thing is her healing. Her good thing is her healing tonight, oh God. And
yes.
we know it shall not be held back from her.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
And as she's resting at home, smoke will not
hallelujah.
Take her out. No, it will not. Father God, we speak life back into that body, life back into
yes.
that vessel, oh God. As she breathes the air of this world, oh God, we know that she's really breathing your life, oh God. It
yes.
is you that kept her here, oh God, and you that will bring forth this healing. We believe in all of these things right now. We're receiving it for her. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
thank
to God.
You. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And I have a prayer request, Apostle Jackson. I would like for you to pray for all our listeners tonight. Pray their strength and their conversion into Christianity in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we come to you, O God, thanking and praising you, God, for every listener that's on the air on tonight, O God. We ask, O God, that you would touch their lives, O God, as the word of God went forth, God, asking us, do we know him? Do we know Jesus? Do we know the voice of God? We pray, God, that as the word of God went forth, God, that it saturated in their lives, oh God, that they were able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord was saying unto them, God.
Yes.
Realizing that if we know you and we trust you, amen, Lord, to God, then we will obey you, oh God. We pray, God, that those that are listening have received healing through the word of God on today. We pray, God, that those that are listening, my God, might have received revelation and wisdom, knowledge, or even just confirmation that it lets us know that how Saul was, amen, he was a man that was chosen from God, from the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what he did, regardless of him being a murderer, regardless of him persecuting a Christian, God still used him for his glory.
Amen.
And so I pray that you that might have a call on your life and you think that you're not worthy for God to use, I pray that you have heard the word of the Lord on today, knowing that God don't have respect of a person. And God will raise somebody up like Ananias to lay hands on you and to send you forth, amen,
amen,
to your destiny, your purpose, and God. Amen. Hallelujah, God. So, God, we thank you for the listeners on today, God. And we pray, God, that those that are not saved, my God, hallelujah, through the word of the Lord, will accept you as Christ and Lord on today, that they will confess out of their heart and believe in their heart and confess out of their mouth, that Jesus Christ died, hallelujah, and he rose up again on the third day.
Amen.
With all power in his hand, my God, hallelujah, glory to God. And our faith is based on Jesus Christ dying, amen. And if you make that confession today and you believe, my God, hallelujah, the word of God said that you're saved, my God. So I pray that someone, hallelujah, would hear the call that
yes.
God is calling you, amen, glory to God. We don't go to God because we want to go, but we go to God because he calls us out
yes.
of the world, my God. He brings us to himself on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So know that Jesus desired that you come to him on tonight, glory to God. So we pray that the word of God have touched your heart on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. And now I would like to play the prayer of faith. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God.
my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me. As I once again follow you, I thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Now we would like to ask each one of our guests to give a brief response on how the sermon was a blessing to them. Amen.
Amen.
Starting with Apostle Jackson.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for the word of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I enjoyed the word of the Lord. As I kind of said a little bit earlier, I thank God for, I love that portion of scripture.
Amen.
Because it lets us know that if God can use Saul, amen, as bad as he was, he can use us too.
Amen.
And I'm grateful to know, amen, that I know God as a pardon of my sin. Amen. And I know that Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Yes,
glory
he is.
God. And I just thank God for the word of the Lord. And I just encourage you, Reverend Debo, to continue to preach and to teach the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Dr. V?
The word of the Lord was rich tonight. It blessed my soul. And it's just certain places in the word I really, you know, heard the Lord speaking directly to me. Amen. That, you know, if you know for sure that he's called you, no matter what obstacle come in your way.
Yes.
Amen. That God, just keep going. Don't let nothing stop you. Let nothing hinder you. You know, for God is, God is, and you and him is more than anything against you, outside of you. And so I was really encouraged personally by the word tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And my response is that I was truly blessed, because if only I knew, if I only knew that I would have changed a lot of things in my life. So I was truly, like even the worst person in the world, to think that the Almighty God could use that person to do his work. You know, and I was not as half bad as Saul. I mean, I didn't do the things that Saul did, but I did some things. But if I only knew, hallelujah, if I only knew, I would not have went there. I would have listened to what God was telling me. But, you know, when you're young and stupid and hard-headed, you got to live to learn. So the message was truly a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
And once again, we would like to thank our speaker, Reverend Debo, and all our guests and viewers for tuning in to Pray One for Another Partnership Worship Service. Now we will have an altar call selection, and after the altar call, we have a few words from our pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins. Pastor, God bless you. Are you able to speak?
I'm in transit, but I was listening. You already had an altar call.
Yes.
I just like to thank everyone for their support for the ministry, and for I'd like to thank Marie Devo for a lovely son. You only knew who God is, you know.
Amen.
You only knew God, sometimes we forget who God is.
Amen.
Because he's just so big and so wide, so awesome, that, you know, it's hard to conceive the awesomeness of God.
Amen.
And a lot of times we only knew who God is, you know. And a lot of things we wouldn't do.
So
that's amazing, you know. And it was a blessing, you know. I just thank you for pinch hitting. You know, we brought in the pinch hitter and she knocked it out the park. So we just thank God for her.
Amen.
Thank God for Evangelist Silver, the host.
Amen.
Thank God for all Dr. Lee.
God bless you.
Amen.
The Apostle Jackson.
Amen.
God bless you.
It's God well done. And I thank God for all of you. I thank God for each and every one of you that you have to be a part of Pray One for Another, a partnership, worship service.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward every Sunday. We feature a minister from the Five-Fold Ministry of Pray One for Another.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
Who's going to be on the lineup next week? Apostle Jackson, you going to be back?
Am I going to be back? Am I going to be back?
Yes.
I'm back already. I'm
I didn't
here.
Know.
Right. I know you like to
know. I'm here, Pastor. I know, but
like,
no,
like
next week
wilderness.
I'll be here.
The wilderness.
The wilderness was good, Pastor. It was good for me. Amen.
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 And,
I'll be ready next Sunday.
And Dr. V, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Huh?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
You're breaking up.
Let me make. Hello, let me make sure my mic is on. Yes, on.
Okay,
I'm good. Thank you very much. You hear me?
All right, there you go.
All right.
And Reverend Devo?
I am wonderful.
Doing?
I am wonderful.
Wonderful. Blessed.
Amen. Just blessed the Lord on the
people. So,
hallelujah.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you. I'm in transit, so will be with you. In spirit, it's good that everybody showed up in spirit.
Amen.
Everybody can show up in the spirit. Amen. All right,
amen.
Thank you. All right, God bless.
God bless you, Pastor.
Bless you.
All right. Okay, and now our Reverend Debo will give us the benedictory.
Amen. Before I share the benediction, I want to say this. Evangelist Hilda said, if only I knew, I wouldn't have done this, this, and that. And I say to her, if only you knew he was the God of a second, third, fourth, and fifth chance.
Amen.
And that word came across Amen. Like that. He's willing. He's merciful. He's forgiving. He's going to give us as many chances as we need because it's not his desire that any should perish.
Amen.
Amen.
Well,
now that you know, go forth and be the evangelist you're supposed to be. Go forth and be the assistant pastor you're supposed to be. You know, when we come into the knowledge of things, then we're held accountable.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless God for this line and everybody attached to this line. Truly, my heart loves you guys.
Love
the Apostle Jackson. Love Dr. Lee.
Love you. God bless you.
Apostle Wiggins, Sister Barbara, even though I used her in the sermon accidentally. Please forgive me. Don't charge it tomorrow. You know I love you, darling. I'm just calling out a name. But, you know, truly, I bless God for the spirit that's on this line.
Amen.
Glory to God.
All the ministers, no matter what your title is, what position we hold in the fivefold, that we all are able to work together for the purposes of the kingdom, to bring saints
Amen.
In, to bring them into the knowledge of who God really is. And so I thank God for the spirit on the line. And
Amen.
Everybody just learning from one another and sharpening one another. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for this peace. We leave this place, but never from the presence of our Lord and Savior. We ask that he dispatch his angels about us, cover us throughout the night, protect us from danger seen and unforeseen, cover us with your blood, give traveling mercies to those that are on the road, bless us in our homes, dispatch your angels around our doorposts, around our windows, oh God, that we will have a difference in you, oh God, and oh God, as your word says, let the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength, the church said,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
My name is Evangelist Hilda. I am the assistant pastor for House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are Church Beyond Walls. You've been listening to Pray One for Another Partnership Worship Service. We air every Sunday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, I am Evangelist Hilda. It's been a blessing to have you, and always remember that Jesus is Lord. And I also would like to remind each and every one of our listeners that tomorrow we are on from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. So don't forget to tune in and hear the woman of God with this awesome message of healing. And this series is so awesome. You wouldn't believe
that you can learn
from that and how
you miss out.
Amen. You miss a lot when you don't tune in. And tomorrow, don't forget, tune in from 4, pray one for another, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And may God bless you, and we love you, until we meet again tomorrow at this same time. Oh, no, next Sunday we are on. Now I'm getting them confused. Next Sunday, we are on from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So God bless you
Hallelujah.
All, and may heaven smile upon you. Love you guys.
Amen. Love you guys.
Amen.
Love you. Love you.
Amen. And now,
amen. Good night.
My favorite song.
Love, angel. You shot me with your arrow of love. And